Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and this show we will be discussing SSIS, or SQL Server Integration Services. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Okay, let's get started. SSIS, or also known as SQL Server Integration Services, is the SQL tool pretty much utilized to perform the ETL. ETL stands for Extract, Transaction, and Load. The SSIS packages are independent packages associated to the SQL Server 2008 databases. This is its own independent component that can go out and retrieve data from a SQL Server database, a non-SQL Server database, or a flat file data source. It effectively enables you to go out, bring in the data, cleanse the data, transform the data, and then load the data into a SQL Server database or another target. Quite frankly, SSIS is just an ETL package, extract, transaction, and load. It is the ETL package for the SQL Server systems. What SSIS utilizes is BIDS, which is the Business Intelligent Development Studio. So what will happen is that you will have specific application developers or maybe even DBAs, but probably an application developer that is responsible for moving data around. Let's say you have an environment that you need to populate. This is your data warehouse environment. So what you will do is you'll talk to your application developer and you will want them to create an SSIS package or a BIDS package. And then they will go out and open up a BIDS package and they will create a SSIS project. And then the contents of that SSIS project, they will have packages and procedures and controls and if-then-else statements and while loops. It's effectively, this is code, that you will identify a data source. And that data source can either be a SQL Server data source, a non-SQL Server data source, such as Oracle, or it could be a flat file data source. Effectively, what's going to happen is you're going to read this data, and it's going to do all of your conditionals. It's going to come in, package the information up, and then send it or populate it to the target system, which in this particular case is going to be a SQL Server environment. We will have rules and conditionals and error logs and the same things that we'd normally do or we'd normally see with any other sort of coding out there. But the SSIS tool is the specific tool that we're going to utilize to bring in, transform that data, and then load that data into the target environment. Now what will happen here is via BIDS is we will create our own separate project, if you will. This is an independent project that just really quite happens to be called or utilized within SSIS or utilized within SQL Server. So we're going to create a project in Visual Studio, and then what we can do is that we can log into SQL Server. When we log into SQL Server, we can import that project and make it part of the SQL Server database. Once we make it part of the SQL Server database, then the advantage to that is that we can add it to the scheduler or add it to a SQL Server agent job. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to our developers, and we will tell our developers that we need to do an ETL, extract, transaction, and load. And then they will pull up BIDS, and they will create a SQL Server integration services project. And then that project will have a series of controls to it. These are what's called flow controls. The flow controls basically are your if-then-else statements. Do step one, then go on to step two, go on to step three, etc. Each individual flow control can also have its own error logging as well. So if this particular flow control succeeds, go on to the next. If this particular flow control does not succeed, do some sort of error tracking or error reporting. So they will create this BIDS program that identifies what's called the data source, where they're going to retrieve the data. It will do their flow controls as far as how that data is going to be manipulated. And then it's going to go out and actually do the, then it's actually going to load the data into its specific target. Now, once they create this package, and the one thing I want you to understand, this is an independent package. I mean, this package at this point in time is not associated to SQL Server. When you've identified your data source, I mean, your data source could be a SQL Server data source, but it doesn't have to be a data source. Then you will go into SQL Server, the SQL Server database engine, and then you can pull that particular package into the SQL Server database engine. Once you pull that package into the SQL Server database engine, then you can assign the roles and permissions and everything that you would normally assign to a specific package. The other advantage is you can take that package and assign it to a SQL Server agent job. Now, when you assign it to a SQL Server agent job, the other advantage is you can enable notifications and alerts and schedules. So now I can see that when this particular SQL Server agent job runs, that I can be notified when it completes, when it fails, or when it starts. And I can also put it on some sort of scheduler. So what I've done is I've set up my developers to go out and create this flow control, and then I've pulled it into my SQL database. Then I can assign it to a SQL Server agent job, and then when I assign it to that SQL Server agent job, I can schedule it. So now I can schedule this job to run every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that will go out and populate my data warehouse environment. And we will do this throughout the course of the lifetime within their SSIS package. I mean, the SQL Server Integrated Services package, or Integrated Services, is strictly this. This is the tool that SQL Server will use to move data from one SQL Server data source or a non-SQL Server data source to a specific destination, and typically the destination is going to be another SQL Server data source. But again, it is only that utility. It is SQL Server's version of an ETL tool, kind of like data source that we see within IBM. It is the tool that performs the extract, the transaction, and load. The advantage of pulling these particular tools in or packages into the SQL Server is that we can assign privileges and schedule them. Each one of the SSIS package will have the connections, will have specific tasks. They can have precedence constraints as well. Those precedence constraints are like the if-then-else statements. You know, you can only do this if this happens. They will also have event handlers. And the event handlers effectively is a workflow handler or some sort of error handler. What the event handler is in the event that this particular event occurs, go out and do something else. I mean, so our event handlers are pretty much our error trackers. Our precedent constraints are like our if-then-else statements. And our task is basically what you're doing. I'm processing inventory. I'm bringing the data in. I'm transforming the data. I'm doing something along those lines. Then I specify my connectors and my data source. The connector is exactly that. It is my data source. And it can be any SQL data source or non-SQL data source. When we talk about certain data control tasks within SSIS, we can have splits. We can have conditional splits. We can have union, merge, merge all, merge join. We can have lookup tasks. We can have what's called fuzzy lookup tasks. We can have what's called fuzzy grouping of tasks. We can do some sort of row sampling. We can do percent sampling as well as row sampling. We can do aggregation. We can do, like, when we talk about aggregation, we're talking about the sum, the min, the max. We can do pivot tables. We can do data mining query. We can create dimensions as well as script components. We can also have things like the import-export wizard, and we can have we can extend our programmability outside of SSIS as well. So SSIS gives us a lot of features to bring in data from from a third-party source, transform the data, and then load that data into the appropriate SQL Server database. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can always let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.